Dr. Seuss wrote The Cat in the Hat, but he should have consulted an expert like Alvina Sellers for background information. In 25 years of doing this show, she was certainly one of the most delightful souls I've met. She was simply known as the Hat Lady, and she's next on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Farm Journal and National 4-H present the first ever Farm On virtual benefit concert. Join us and some of country music's biggest stars as we raise money for 4-H and its dedication to building stronger communities. The concert will be August 27th at 7 Central, and your 4-H'er can be part of it. Just text a picture or video of them and their project with the words Farm On to 31313 or by using the Farm On hashtag via social media. Join us for the Farm On virtual benefit concert this August 27th at 7 p.m.
Interviewing people like Alvina Sellers is what makes this program a real joy. When we sat down at a small county museum in Clarion, Iowa nearly 20 years ago to talk about her claim to fame, she shared how life as a young girl influenced her collection today.
I had two aunts that I loved very much, and as a little girl, about 3 or 4, I would go to their shop in Eagle Grove, Iowa, and watch as they made the hats. The lady would come in and say, I have this new suit, I have this new dress, and I want a wonderful hat.
Alvina remembered watching those elegant ladies return 1 week later to try on the hat that had been ordered just a few days before.
You'd sit down at a mirror, and it had mirrors on this side and this side, and then you could adjust them and one in front. And I thought, oh boy, that's wonderful. So that was the beginning of hats.
She fell in love with hats and began wearing and collecting them from the time she was a child. She didn't purchase many of the hats, but she had people that donated them to her when they learned of her wonderful collection. She had well over 5,000.
When women would say, as they got older, you know, why, nobody wants my hats. Children don't want them. And would you like them? Why, sure, I'll love to have them. And someday they'll be in a museum.
Alvina's home was full of hats, and she rearranged her selection just as if she were a museum with changing exhibits.
I change them around. I decorate with them, too. And I have a Christmas tree, a live Christmas tree that's flocked, and I have hats on that, and I change them.
The real story, though, is who some of those hats belonged to and why one red tam was her favorite hat of all. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Clarion, Iowa, I'm Andrew McRae.